What you just heard is one of the most typical sounds in the hot savanna of Africa. A steady, penetrating hum. A sound you simply can't miss. And yet something strange happens. At first, you stop in your tracks. You try to figure out where it's coming from. You take a few steps in one direction and suddenly it's gone. Silence. Oh, and then it's back again, just a few seconds later. This sound feels as if it's coming from everywhere at once. And that's exactly why it's so fascinating. I am the safari guide. My name is Frank. And today I'm talking about an animal that you mostly hear on hot days, but rarely ever see. The cicada. Behind this sound, there's a story, and it's much more exciting than you might expect. Right at the start, I'll give you three facts about cicadas, and I promise you, after that, you'll hear their buzzing with different ears. First, some species of cicadas produce sound levels of over 100 decibels at close range. That's louder than a jackhammer. It's important to know, only the males produce this sound. Second fact, this sound doesn't come from the wings, but from the abdomen. It's a single resonating chamber. And third, most cicada species spend their entire youth underground, completely invisible to us. And they do so for many years. Let's get straight to the details. What does a cicada look like? The cicada usually sits motionless on tree trunks or shrubs. It is perfectly camouflaged. The color of its body usually matches exactly the bark it sits on. Brown, gray, sometimes slightly patterned. It almost blends in with its surroundings. Often, you stand right in front of it and still don't see it. The cicada is only a few centimeters in size. It has transparent, very finely veined wings. They lie flat against its body. And it actually has a rather broad, almost massive head with large, round, bulging eyes. At first glance, it looks a bit like a large fly. But biologically, cicadas have nothing to do with flies. They belong to the same group as aphids or true bugs. How does this small insect manage to produce sounds that can exceed 100 decibels? The answer lies in its construction. It is truly special. The male has a curved drum membrane on each side of its abdomen. You can imagine it like the surface of a tin can. Through muscle movements, this membrane is pulled inward at lightning speed and immediately springs back again. This creates a single click. And not just once, but in the same cicada. Hundreds of times per second. These rapid clicks then merge into a continuous high-frequency buzzing sound. But that's not all. The body of the cicada is built in such a way that this sound is further amplified. Inside, there are additional membranes that reflect and concentrate the sound. And the abdomen itself is, for the most part, hollow. It functions as a resonating chamber. You can imagine it somewhat like the body of a guitar. And all these structures further amplify the sound. The result is volumes, as I already mentioned, of over 100 decibels. For comparison, a normal conversation between people is about 60 decibels. A lawnmower produces 80 to 90. And the cicada? It sometimes goes even higher than that, louder than a jackhammer. The sound can be heard over several hundred meters. Why all this effort? It's all about love. The call primarily serves to find a mate. The males call to attract females. And the rule is, the bigger and stronger a male is, the louder it can call. And the greater its chance of impressing a female. The call is an acoustic signal that brings animals of both sexes together in one place, a kind of meeting point in the bush. Additionally, there is a special warning call, which differs in rhythm or frequency from the normal call. You can hear it when a predator is nearby. It is assumed that this abrupt sound temporarily confuses predators. So it's something like an acoustic diversion tactic. By predators, I mean birds and other animals that eat cicadas. I'll get to that a bit later. The cicada has a remarkably specialized way of life. The females lay their eggs in plant stems or in crevices of tree bark. cicada nymphs hatch from these eggs. And as soon as they've hatched, they burrow into the ground, and that's where they stay. Not for a few days or weeks, but for years. Most African cicada species spend 2 to 5 years underground. During this time, they are anything but lazy. They move through the soil searching for food. They pierce roots with their proboscis and suck up the plant sap. And they grow, they molt several times, and go through various developmental stages. And then a special moment arrives. I call it the final molt. The nymphs, which have now lived underground for several years, leave the soil on a warm night. Many nymphs do this at the same time, on the same night, or over the course of a few days. They climb up blades of grass or tree trunks and stay there. What follows next is truly impressive. Unfortunately, I only know this from film footage as well. Now comes the final molt. The back of the nymph begins to split open. Very slowly, the adult animal pushes its way out. And the insect appears soft, pale, somehow fragile at this stage. And at this moment, it is also completely defenseless. And then the wings unfold. And they become larger and slowly spread out. At the same time, the body begins to harden. And the colors start to develop. What remains behind is its empty shell. You often find these hanging on tree trunks, fences, or grasses. And on this night, the true life of the cicada begins. And that lasts only a few weeks. The adult animal does not have chewing mouthparts. It has only a fine piercing proboscis with which it sucks plant sap from trees and shrubs. However, this sap is very low in nutrients. The cicada has to take in large quantities in order to get enough energy. The short adult life serves primarily one purpose, reproduction. During this phase, the male calls, the female comes, mating takes place, and then the eggs are laid. Most cicada species synchronize their life cycles with each other. That means many animals of a generation develop underground at the same time and then emerge almost simultaneously. In Africa, this phenomenon is often observed at the beginning of the rainy season. When temperatures rise and the first rains fall, many animals become active at the same time within just a few days or weeks. Suddenly, cicadas can be heard everywhere. And this is a special strategy. It's called saturation. When many animals appear at the same time, predators can't eat them all. Birds, reptiles, amphibians, and spiders. They suddenly find an overabundance of food. And they eat as much as they can, but eventually they are full too. Yes, and while some of the cicadas do get eaten, there are always enough left to reproduce. Because of the large number of animals, an intense, widespread sound is created. When many males call at the same time, the noise becomes so dense that entire landscapes are filled with it. The whole bush literally begins to sing. And this spectacle lasts only a few weeks. You can hear it especially loudly at the beginning of the rainy season. But cicadas accompany the landscape for many weeks. You hear cicadas when it's hot, when the air is still, and the sun heats up the ground. In the savanna, these are usually the hot hours at midday and in the early afternoon. Because cicadas, like all insects, are cold-blooded animals. Their activity depends directly on the ambient temperature. When it gets cooler, their song also falls silent. What you hear is almost never a single cicada, but rather an entire orchestra. Dozens, sometimes hundreds of animals at the same time. And there is a big misunderstanding. With many of the sounds we hear at night in the bush, people think they are cicadas. But that's not true. At night, other animals take over the acoustic backdrop. Above all, crickets, grasshoppers, and yes, also frogs and toads. Their sound is much more rhythmic. Unlike the steady buzzing of the cicadas. And the sound is more punctuated. It's also easier to tell where the sound is coming from. The cicada sounds different. Its noise is broad and continuous. It feels as if it comes from the entire landscape, not from a single point. So if the heat is on during the day, then it's cicadas. If it's dark and a rhythmic chirping goes through the night, then it's usually crickets or grasshoppers. The cicada also has its role in the ecosystem. The nymphs loosen the soil over the years. This promotes aeration and affects the nutrient cycle, This usually goes unnoticed, but it is very, very important for the vegetation. When cicadas hatch in large numbers, they become an important food source for numerous animal species. Birds, lizards, frogs, and spiders like to eat them. And in some cultures, humans do as well. Cicadas are rich in protein, and in parts of Africa, they are even considered a delicacy. Personally, I haven't tried them yet. Yes, and when the adult cicadas die after a few weeks, their bodies become important nutrients in the soil. Next time you're on safari, listen more closely when this buzzing fills the landscape, when it seems to come from everywhere at once. Now you know what's behind this sound? A small insect, invisible to the untrained eye, but loud enough to fill an entire landscape. Thank you for joining me on Safari today. If you enjoyed this episode and would like to support the Safari Guide, please check out my Patreon page. With your financial support, you help me continue this podcast independently and ad-free. And in doing so, you make it possible for new episodes to feature deeper research and even more stories from the world of safaris. Because that's what this is all about, not just seeing animals, but understanding them. You can find the link in the show notes. Thank you very much. Until the next episode, Frank, your safari guide.